I was trained as an artist, never went into it, because in the days when I was trained, it was not an easy thing to get into. But what I want to draw out of the fact that I was trained as an artist is that one of our tasks, one of the things we were tasked with, would be going to the Tate Gallery or somewhere like that, choosing a painting and then making our reproduction of it. In other words, we were finding out how the artist did the brush strokes, how he composed the picture, what his focus was, how he took your eye around the picture, how he used the colour, how he mixed the colour, how he got certain textures and effects in his painting. And so what we were doing was following in the steps of the master, or sitting at his feet and learning his techniques, as it were. Some few years ago, a dear one came to me and she said, "I've had a word for you for some time, but I've been a bit scared to give it to you." Like Simon in the parable, on the story in Jesus, in the Gospels, I said, "Say on." And she said, "God wants to peel a label off of you." And the label was Graham Cook. And I knew instantly what she meant. I had followed in the footsteps of this master for many years. I admired his walk with the Lord. I sat at his feet for his wisdom and his exposition of the Christian walk and how to walk it. And I had almost become a little mini Graham. And God was saying, and had been saying to me, "Time to become what I called you to be, not a copy of someone else." We must reach the place where we start to develop our own style. And quite often I'm sort of, while I'm talking to you, weighing the fact that my message is not the same as Graham's, and I wish that my message was his message. And the Lord is clearly saying, your message is your message. You give what I give you to give. And of course, one of the things that he said to me right early in my walk was, "I haven't called you to win a popularity contest." And some of the things I have to say would certainly lose people as hearers rather than gain them. So what's this message all about? This message is all about being the person that God has called you to be. Do not be under peer pressure to become someone else. Don't emulate the way they are. Fine for a little while you learn how they use their brush, how they compose their pictures, drawing the same parallel, the how-tos. But once you've got the principles, then you make it your own. I hear many Christian singers, for instance, with the American twang in their voice, because they've heard that and they admire the singer. And then they become like a little British bit blown off of an American singer. And it's so sad, because they have the talent themselves, which they must develop to become the person that God has called them to be. Because inside each and every one of us lurks someone we do not yet know. And that someone is exceedingly abundantly above the person we are right now. God is trying to bring us into our true destiny in Him. And really, you can date from when I made the decision to cut the shoreline there and become my own person, having been trained by Graham. I'm now coming into the person God requires me to be and walking in that. Because he wants us to be all completely individual before him. And he has an individual. He's so creative. There's room for all of us. There's no need to jostle the next person for that place on the pegboard. There is a space for you that is tailor-made for you. So if you're mirroring yourself on someone else this morning, have a little think about who God actually wants you to be. You might be like William Wilberforce, but you aren't William Wilberforce. You may be like George Muller. You may have been called to a similar walk, but you're not George Muller. You may be like R.T. Kendall, but you're not R.T. Kendall. So stand up this day and present yourself before God and tell him you want to be the person that he called you to be, and you want to be 100% that person. So what is his strategy for your life to bring you into that place of 100% fruitfulness? Because you will be exactly what he created you to be. And you'll come into the best years of your life. God bless you.